postman. Every morning, Kathy went down the garden path on her tricycle and waited at the garden gate for the postman. She knew which way he would come because he always came exactly the same way every morning. He never changed. At number 7, the gate squeaked when the postman went in and again when he came out. At number 9, the dog barked and rushed out at the postman. He often passed old Mrs. Jones' door at number 11 because she didn't get letters every day. At number 13, the cat stood up and arched its back to welcome the postman. After that, it was Kathy's house. Number 15. "Good morning," said the postman.
"Good morning," said Kathy.
4 letters for your house today," he said. "I guess you've got a visitor staying with you, haven't you?"
"Yes, it's my auntie."
"How did you guess?" asked Kathy.
"Because there's a letter for a Mrs. Baker at her house."
"That's my auntie's name," said Kathy, and she cycled tingling up the garden path just to let Mother know that she was coming in to breakfast.
"There's a letter for Auntie," said Kathy. "May I take it up to her?"
"We'll put it on her breakfast tray," said Mother. Auntie was pleased with the letter. "I've won a little money in a newspaper competition," she said. "Isn't that exciting?"
"Will you spend it?" asked Kathy.
"Oh, I will put it in the bank," said Auntie. "I don't spend every bit of money as I get it. That would be silly, because I don't win competitions every day." Auntie went off to the shops all by herself and came back at lunchtime. She had a package.
"Did you go to the bank?" asked Kathy.
"Yes," said Auntie, "but I didn't put all the money in the bank. I bought a little something for the postman who brought my lucky letter this morning."
"Oh, what is it?" asked Kathy.
"You may open it and see if you think the postman will like it," said Auntie. Kathy loved opening packages, even if they weren't for her. Inside was a postman's hat and a postman's jacket and trousers and a postman's bag.
"Oh, they are lovely," said Kathy, "but they are much too small for him.
He's a very big postman, you know."
"Never mind," said Auntie. "Try them on."
Kathy tried them on and they fitted her.
"You may have them," said Auntie.
"Oh, Auntie, thank you," said Kathy. "What will you give for the postman instead?"
"But you are the postman, aren't you?" said Auntie.
"Every morning, while I've been staying with you, I've been watching you from my bedroom window. I've seen you ride down to the gate and take the letters and bring them indoors. I heard you go tingling along the garden path, so I thought you're the postman."
"Yes, I am," said Kathy.
And the next day she put on her postman's uniform and went on her tricycle to the gate. The postman was surprised when he saw her in uniform.
"My, you have become a real postman," he said.
"Next Christmas, when I'm really busy, you will have to come and help me." Kathy took the letters and went tingling back to the kitchen door, and she wore the uniform every day after that.